Today is Wednesday, August 28th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week. It's a little personal journal, and you guys listen, and today is no different. So let's get started. I have to do this one, well, it's not going to be much quicker, but I have to try to limit this, although I don't know exactly how long my closing song is. So, but I want to limit this one to around 10 minutes exactly because I've got orchestra rehearsal in a moment. I had to literally, so I'm feeling a little bit better because listen, you guys, I was all stressed about work, and I'm not saying it's not stressful, but I'm saying it's looking up because we had a meeting today I had to come home for because I have orchestra rehearsal, and I left my trumpet at home, and the meeting was going until like 5:30, and then I needed to come home, which takes about a half an hour when there's traffic, and I needed to get my trumpet, and I needed to go back, but I also needed to record this episode for you guys because I love you all. And it's like I'm drunk. I'm talking really weird. But anyway, so I came home to take the meeting, and it was a in corporate world, we do things called road mapping. So basically, we wanted to identify the features that we wanted in this new thing that we're building. And we're trying to figure out what pieces of my product that I'm currently building, how it fits in, and how this new product that's being built in California, how it fits in, and like how we do all this stuff, right? And so I was like, oh, they're just going to replace my whole thing, and they're not going to, you know, they're a bunch of dicks. And, you know, I mean, because I'm a very pessimistic person, and I'm also very, down on myself. I have low self-esteem in most aspects. When I was in QA, I probably am a little bit arrogant when it comes to QA because I am a very knowledgeable test automation person. I've been doing it for like 15 or 16 years, and I'm the person everybody comes to for that. But when I talk to developers, you know, people who've been doing developing, I feel like I'm not quite as much of an expert, and it makes me a little timid. But anyway, all that being said, we had this meeting, and my product is called Plexus, the product that I'm working on, and it's a mobile testing lab for doing test automation and manual testing on real physical hardware, phones and tablets and other things that we're building. And I'm proud of it. We've been working on it for a couple of years, and it was my baby. I started it. I coded the very first line of code, and I'm more of a technical lead now. But anyway, all that being said, this new thing is going to include pieces of what I've done, may not have the same name, we don't know yet. But anyway, so one of the guys who's in California said today, we were like, okay, well, what should we use as the user interface? Like, where should people go when they want to do these various things, you know, that they need to log in? What should be the customer-facing UI? And this guy in California said, oh, I think Plexus's UI, I think it's awesome. I think we should just use that. I was like, oh, that's so sweet. Anyway, so I feel good. But when I'm out in California on the 9th, we're going to start all these architectural discussions, and we're just going to figure it out. And he seems like he's going to be super, like, cool to work with, and he's going to listen to my ideas and, you know, et cetera. And I've decided that I'm going to be more open-minded. This guy that I work with, he's a contractor, but he really likes to give me his opinion. And he says to me today, I mentioned, well, I think we should do this through Plexus because Plexus already does blah, blah, blah. And he says to me, you know, Adam, you may not want to mention Plexus. You may just want to say, we need a piece of the application that we're building that does this. Because by you saying the name of your product, you sound like a product owner that's just, it's your baby and you're tied to it. And people are going to think that you're not really thinking. And I'm like, how dare you? No, I didn't say that. But I was thinking, how dare you? You're a contractor. How dare you speak to me that way? But all you contractors out there are like, Adam, how dare you speak to us that way? But I'm his boss, basically. And he's like, Adam, you shouldn't. Anyway, but he had a point. So, but I feel much better after this meeting, as you guys can probably tell. I haven't had any alcohol or anything like that. So hopefully this will go well. We will see. But on another front, I've been working on the chat room situation for Pride48.com. And the chat room over in June and in August, we have the situation where it kept kicking people out. And I've never liked the chat room that we use, Mibit. You know, as those of you who log in, you know, you're logged in as a MIB. That's because the chat room that we use is a company called, I don't even know if it's a company really, but it's called Mibit Chat. And it allows you to embed a chat interface into your website, but you're using their servers, like you're using their servers. And now, I'm getting in the weeds here, but we, you know, I do all this every day at work. I mean, I deal with all this hosting and, I don't know, Docker containers, and none of you are going to, well, some of you will know what that means, but I deal with all this stuff at work every day. My product that I'm building, you know, we use virtual machines and Docker containers and yada, 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 all this kind of stuff. And so over the course of the past couple of years, I've moved the website, and the streaming is completely, we just pay for a server, and but all of it is our own, you know. I've picked open source software that's, you know, there are big communities behind that are maintaining the streaming software, and I can contribute if I want to, but I don't have to, you know, if I don't want to. And the website is now WordPress, so, you know, that's an open source thing, and, you know, we can, actually, I don't know if WordPress is open source. It must be. But anyway, I don't know that for sure. But anyway, it's freely available for anyone to use. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to find a chat room that we can host ourselves, because we don't have that many people. I mean, we max out at maybe 125. And that's that is like the most. We may have had 150 at one point, like over the past 12 years we've been doing Pride 48. And so, it doesn't, you know, if we host our own, we can certainly manage 100 people in the chat room at one time for one event in June. And so I found a really cool software and I was able to install it on our server, and I was able to set everything up. And so it's chat.pride48.live, or I've already switched it. So if you click the chat button at pride48.com, you get directed to chat.pride48.live. And that's where our chat server is hosted. And I'm probably going to make some changes and brand it more as Pride 48. It's also a little bit more confusing than the other one, because when you first go to the page, it has a nick, a username, a password, a real name, and a channel. And those are all already pre-filled, but I'm afraid people are going to go, well, what's my username and password? So if you're listening to me, do not worry about the username and password. I'm going to try to get rid of those eventually, but out of the box, there's no way to configure it without those. You don't need them. It's pre-filled for you, and unless you use IRC on a regular basis and you happen to have a username and a password for AfterNet, which is what we use, you don't need to worry about that. Your nick, which is the very top box, is your nickname. So that's what you want to show up in the chat room. And then all you have to do, you don't have to do anything. You could literally just click connect and you'll be P48 user, and then there'll be a number behind it. And then you can change your nickname the same way you used to do it in the old chat room. /nick, and then your new nickname, and hit enter. But you can also put a nickname in that nickname field and then click connect. But I'm excited because it has the same features or better than the one we had before. There are no ads, because it's completely hosted by us and it's a free software, and I'm pretty sure it's going to manage all the people we could want without kicking people out. And you can also choose different themes, like you can customize the colors and do some other things if you want to. I picked a darker theme because I like that, but users can go into the settings and pick a different theme if they want. and choose a light theme or whatever. So I think it's going to be fun. I'm excited. And I get to do more technical stuff when I'm at home. Woohoo! And I'm also looking at possibly working on a feature to allow podcasts to host their podcast at pride48.com. So lots of exciting things coming up. Okay, I got to go to orchestra. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ podcasts at pride48.com. See you tomorrow.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.